Siyata Mobile, a company bringing Israel's cutting-edge R&D innovations to the critical world of first responder communications. The 9/11 tragedy exposed tremendous shortfalls in the first responder communications. The U.S. government created a nationwide cellular system called FirstNet. Siyata Mobile has the only dedicated in-vehicle device that is certified FirstNet ready. This disruptive technology minute has been brought to you by Siyata Mobile, trading symbol SYTA. The preceding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and we're going exploring on Mars and the Moon. However, first checking in with the very important Webb Telescope. How's it doing, Bob?
Well, the James Webb Telescope now has completely deployed its mirror, and all the equipment on it has moved into its proper position. And that was the most dangerous part of its launch procedure, actually. Could this very complicated deployment successfully complete? And it did. Over the past weekend, they got the mirror unfolded, the primary mirror, 16 feet across. And so the thing is now set up in space. It's not going to start doing science, though, for at least a few more months. They have got to align the primary mirror's 18 segments with each other, as well as with the secondary mirror. That's going to take some time. They have to wait a few weeks for the whole thing to cool down. It's infrared. It therefore must be very cold to be able to detect the heat of faint objects far, billions of light years away. And so that's going to take time. And so expect the first raw images in the next 2 or 3 months, and the first science images in the summer, if all goes well, John.
Perseverance on the surface of Mars. What is it discovered about?
Well, what Perseverance is doing is it gets core samples, which it then stores in a carousel for someday a pickup and return to Earth. And it's collected 5 such samples, I think 6 samples so far. Well, the 7th sample, they had it in the drill bit. The drill bit was then going to be inserted into the storage carousel in its place in the carousel, but it wouldn't seat completely, and so they backed it out, and they took a picture, and I've got this picture on Behind the Black. You can see it. When the core was being dropped down in, the bit with the core inside was being dropped down into the sample chamber, a piece of the core broke off and got placed within the placement position. And you can see the debris there. And that prevented the drill bits and the core sample from placing itself properly. So now they got to get those fragments out in order to store this core sample. And the scientists say that before launch, they anticipated such a thing happening, and they designed the rover to have a way to remove this debris. I imagine they have a way to, like, tip it over and have the stuff fall out. I don't know that for a fact, but I suspect that's what they'll do. But they plan to do this to get the debris out so they can store the core sample. But they're going to proceed slowly, as this is the first time they're doing it on Mars. And, of course, they want to make sure they know what they're doing. That's the process.
Can Perseverance turn itself upside down? That would do it. If it were just...
No, they can't do that, no. But they can, parts of the thing can maybe be repositioned. Like the robot arm can move around in almost any configuration. But this is not on the robot arm. But there might be a way, they might have designed into the carousel that it can be tilted up and down. And in that case... that would allow them to clear it. There might be other techniques they've developed. I don't know what they are. They haven't really outlined how they would fix this problem, but they say they can. And so we just have to wait and see.
On the surface of the Moon, U-22 is approaching a boulder. Significant?
Well, this was a rock that the rover had seen last month in December, and at the time it was on the horizon, and the Chinese called it a hut shape, like a little hut, square. It's right on the horizon. A lot of crazies in America thinking everything's a movie immediately thought it might be an alien spaceship or the monolith from 2001, A Space Odyssey. Well, they've now gotten within about, 60, 80 meters of it. Closer than that, maybe 30, 20 meters away. And they got a better picture of it. And guess what? It's a boulder. I'm not sure the exact size. It's somewhere between 3 and 10 feet across. Well, I'll have a better idea as they get closer next month. But it's basically a rock. But nonetheless, it's an interesting rock. And U-22 is going to continue to approach it and reach it in the February lunar day period and probably give us some really close pictures of this. That it's sitting on a crater edge is interesting because it's probably ejecta from inside the crater.
It looks like a fossilized rabbit, but I'll let it go. Chang'e 5, the lander, has detected... Ah, here I've learned to hesitate. Has detected water? Question mark. Hydration? Question mark. What has it detected, Bob?
Well, Chang'e 5 was the lander that brought the sample return vehicle to the moon and brought samples back. But it had its own instruments, and one of its instruments was looking for evidence of water on the surface of the moon. And this was being used to, but they do this by trying to detect hydrogen. Hydrogen would not be there by itself. It would have to be locked into a molecule. And the assumption almost always is that if it's in a molecule, it'll be a water molecule. Well, the Chang'e 5 instruments have detected evidences of very tiny amounts of water in the lunar soil. This is not the first discovery of water on the surface of the moon, because these amounts confirm the past data that was accumulated during the Apollo missions that showed the moon was extremely dry. The numbers match. What they did find interesting, though, is that one rock had a lot more water particles in it. These are still tiny amounts, 180 parts per million. Making it still much drier than the Earth, but more than the surrounding terrain. And what's interesting about that is it suggests the solar wind is depositing hydrogen onto the surface, which is getting locked in molecules, and that's what they're detecting. And it could also explain the widespread detection of hydrogen on the lunar surface elsewhere. It also suggests that it might not be water, it might be a hydroxyl molecule, but either way, it's interesting because it might give us an explanation for the so-called detection of water on the surface.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.